Hello, this is Ren Goldrich, and welcome to the February Energy Room for 2018. The topic of this energy room is loving kindness. You know, February is Black History Month, and it's also the month that everyone is pummeled with hearts and love and Valentine's and all of that. So it typically has a topic around love. This time, it seems to be more on the expression and receiving of love rather than just being love or having a lover. It's an interesting nuance to the energies that are showing up. And, there's been so much coming forward around it because I typically just keep tapping into the energy room. Occasionally throughout the month, but especially throughout the week or so before the energy room, and there's just a lot around this. I'm not sure of an appropriate way to tackle it because there's just so much. So I think it's always best just to acknowledge things the way they are. And what we have, there's a little bit of chaos. We have very random approaches, particularly for each individual here. So as we are here in a group, in a room together, if we were all here looking to achieve something, we all have different interests here. I think that's great. It's just good to recognize that, especially if something is being brought up and you're like, oh, let's get over this, I don't want to hear this, or you're pushing another agenda. Recognize what your resistances are and where you're avoiding being present, because there's probably something there for you that it seems secondary for you right now. What I like about the energy of loving is, since we're in the energy room, let's just tap into this. I'm going to clear everyone's energy up front so we are as clear as we can be, but I'm not going to use any tools yet. We're just going to tap into energies. So stand by while I mumble and snap. Okay, and some of you may or may not be aware, but I've created a tool called Zone of Clarity. I do it for everyone, typically when I'm in a session, but you can also do it for yourself. And all you have to do is visualize, preferably a spherical or round shield around yourself. It can be at any scale, very, very close to your body, or it can surround your entire house. You can create multiple ones if you like. So one around you and all of your loved ones, one around your living room, one around your bedroom, what have you. And all you say is, you visualize that sphere and say, create a zone of clarity around me now. Snap. My snap is typically coded to do a lot of things, but I like using the snap after making a command like that because it sets it into place. So if you want to clap your hands, stomp your foot, blink your eyelashes, wiggle your nose, whatever that is, make it yours, but create a zone of clarity around me now. And remember to breathe. Okay. Now, let's, in the right hand, go ahead and place the energy of love. Just love. Get the head out of the way and just put love in your right hand. And then sense that, whatever your senses are, whatever they tell you. You may hear a song, you may just have an idea, whatever that is. Now, typically, since love is associated with an emotion, what comes up emotionally for you when you when you touch base with the energy of love. Okay. Now let it go. Okay, in the left hand, let's just put the word loving in the left hand. Grammatically, it's an entirely different word, right? So what do you sense from the word and the energies of loving? It's interesting because it seems to be a bit more weaselly than love when you're trying to attach an emotion to it. But if you can sense it emotionally, what does that bring up for you?
Freedom.
Nice. For me, it's like it's really slippery. Like I can't pin it down. I can't make myself feel something to it. It does have that quality to it. Where
for me,
love seems. Go ahead.
For me, it's changing. When you said initially it was kind of blue and even cold, but then it kept growing and turning like intense red, where love was totally pink and easy, and it's just always there.
So did love change or did loving change?
The loving changed. Love was always present. But loving was a process.
Hmm.
Remember? One of the things I felt was it felt like love had baggage and loving was kind of the future and an action.
Hmm.
Nice. See, and even listening to all of you bring this forward, I move into emotional release. Like, one of the things I've been experiencing even before this call is I've been kind of weepy this morning. So I knew I was going to be crying a little bit, which is all right, you know. But even when you say that, it's almost like, when we tap into the energies of loving, I have permission to let that love baggage go, if we put it that way. That's awesome. So,
you know,
what's cool
me,
about... Go ahead.
I was going to say, for me, when I put love in my right hand, I just felt it's that bond or that closeness, or that such a complete feel. But then the loving, when I put that over there, it was like when you said it kind of moved around, it was like a freedom just flowing through and around. And so mm-hmm. it was a freedom, whereas love didn't feel like it was holding me down, but it was something that was more, oh, God, I wish you could see my hands. I'm drawing a picture here. It was just more solid when you feel that, oh, that oneness. That oneness was something. That's what the love felt like, whereas the loving was a free-moving sort of thing. Completely different. It was interesting.
Yes. What's also fun is if you switch hands. I put love in the right hand because it's typically associated with the dominant, right? And we're all more familiar with whatever our idea of love is. So when you're initially going into sensing the energies, we're all going to be more comfortable, for the most part, checking into love with our right hand. But now that we've kind of understand the difference in our sensory experience of the two, switch the hands. Put loving in the right hand and love in the left. The energies between the two, I would wager, aren't going to change that much, but your reception or the way you work with those energies is going to change. If that makes sense. You can go ahead and play with that if you like. I'm playing with it a little bit. Personally, I'm trying to bring this up in a way where everyone can relate, but for me, it's a very sensitive subject. I sign my emails love, love. I love love. I love to love. I love to give it. It is just enjoyable for me. I'm a very loving person. I have not, in my upbringing, I was around love, but I was in that very exact baggage type of love. So for me, I have associations to it that make me almost recoil when someone tries to bring me love. Whereas that freedom of loving is a lot easier for me to deal with. In my experience, more people are so accustomed to love that they throw that around, and it can't be received well, and it doesn't get delivered well. And if you look at, you say, oh, I'm in the 1%, or the 1%ers, or however you want to put it, it's almost like the 1% plays in the energy of loving. So it's very rare to experience someone who walks in that. I'm pretty sure everyone here is very familiar in their own way of what I'm talking about. Especially when you are sensitive, you care, you're a healer, you work with energy, you work with others in energy, and you attempt to change yourself and take whatever path that is. So, this is a very sensitive, exposing the underbelly type of topic when we go here.
I completely relate to all the things that you said about yourself and had the same experience. And I find that in talking about love, it's easy for me to feel loving towards other people, but I still don't really, the love that I was told was love when I was growing up and throughout my life as an adult, even, until more recent years, was very conditional. If you do certain things, then I will. So for me, I don't know as much about how to receive love as I know about being loving towards other people. I really know what that feels like, and I love that. I love being that way, but I would like to be able to feel the other kind of love more. I mean, I do feel it from my kids, but I still don't really know what it's like to be. This is so personal. I still don't know what it's like to be in a one-on-one romantic, loving partnership relationship. I don't even know what that's like. I want that. Oh.
I don't think you're alone there. And thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. You know what, and this goes along with what she just said, that I felt it myself, what she was saying. And I noticed when I put love in my left hand, which really is I feel my receiving hand. When I put love in my receiving hand, I couldn't go there. Whereas like when I'd had it in my right hand, I really felt that bond or that oneness. Left hand, could not feel it at all.
Whereas putting loving in my right hand, it was still, you know, free and moving. So it was like, oh my gosh, receiving love is so difficult for us to feel it, to be a part of, to allow it, because of, like you say, our what we've been taught and what we're
right.
still taught. Yeah.
Okay, so here's where I get to bring out the toy box. Because let's clear some of that previous baggage that we're carrying along with love, first of all. I'm going to fry our brains a little bit, but stick with me. What's interesting is there's a modality, I don't know if you are all familiar with it, but it's called emotion code.
Mm-hmm.
And it deals with a variety of things emotionally related through genealogy and ancestry experience and heart walls and things like that. And we're dancing around this type of work right now. What's interesting, you may even be able to Google it, is the emotion code has a list or like a grid of what all trapped emotions and how you can delineate and focus on certain ones at a time. And since we're, you know, in an energy room and can't really address all of these things individually, that is an excellent tool if you can find it and kind of go through it on your own and seek out that clarity so you can pinpoint where some of your emotions may be trapped. That said, I'm going to briefly open the time spa. I'm going to, let's just extract every association, associated definition of meaning and personalization of experience with the energy or wording approach or binding to love. Throughout all sequence, non-sequence, sequester, non-sequester space. Just remember to breathe. Okay. Collapse all anchor points. We're going to delete and highlight. Okay, let's also research, identify, locate any and all anchor points or bindings to inequitable giving of love or loving energies, and any and all blockages to receiving which remain. Okay, relax your shoulders. There you go. Let's do the same for receiving that limit or create blockages to giving. Okay, include any learned, programmed, and trained remaining responsible, obligatory, including perpetual servitude of such behaviors, to eradicate those now. Whew. Remember to breathe. Okay, I have to remember what we were doing. Okay. So when it, oh, I know what we were doing. Okay, so let's for a moment, let's just play with personal magnetism. Okay, I love this. This is such a simple tool, but it's not so simple. It's huge. So anytime you feel like there's I can't even think of the word. You're unequal. Where you're giving but you're not receiving, or you're receiving but there's no outflow. Okay, this is an excellent tool for this. So go ahead and just with your left hand, just kind of make a fist really lightly, and then open your hand really quickly. So you're just kind of, it's like you're exercising your hand, closing it and opening it. Now just do that about 3 to 5 times. And then do the same thing with your right hand. So all you're doing is just kind of waking up your hands. Okay, now, as you're doing it with your left hand, breathe in. As you're doing it with your right, breathe out. With your left, breathe in. With your right, breathe out. Now, if you can, do the same thing with your left foot. Kind of wiggle your left toes and then wiggle your right toes. Or, you know, wiggle your foot, however you want to do it. Move your foot. So then as you breathe in, wiggle your left toes, tap your foot, and then exhale with your right. Yeah. Okay, some of you may have felt some energies behind your ears or in the back of your head. So go ahead and, like, you can just touch down on those areas with your fingertips with your left and right hand. Mine are right behind my ears, like where my my glasses would rest behind my ears. So as I breathe in, I'm just going to lightly tap or just very gently press against that area with my left hand. And then as I exhale, I'm going to gently tap or press with my right hand in the same area behind my right ear. Inhale, exhale. And if you want, you can do feet and hands at the same time. You can see where you don't have skill, you know, the motor skills to do both. That's, if you find something like that, that's a really good position thing for you to practice. So your left side is unified and your right side is unified. You can do the same thing, just very lightly tapping or touching on your temples. So you can move your foot or tap your foot and just rest your left hand on the left temple or a finger or two. Breathe in. And then when you breathe out, tap your right foot and hold your right fingers down on your temple. If you just do that, like, 2 breath cycles, you're going to feel energies moving through your body in different ways than you're used to. It does not require a lot of breath work here. You're just waking up areas of your body for receiving and giving. A huge place after doing these, the head and the feet and the hands, is the hips. So if you just kind of place one hand on the left hip, or your left hand on the left hip, you can tap your foot with your hand resting on your hip and breathe in. And then take that one off and put your right hand on your right hip and breathe out. You can do that a couple times. Again, if you have aching anywhere in your head in response to that, bring your hand to your head and just very lightly tap and address. There's a lot of movement going on. Ultimately, we're working on personal magnetism, which is the receiving and the giving, drawing energy in and sending energy out. Just energy. That's where the polarity is, the negative pole and the positive pole. Ultimately, we want free flow between each. I don't care what those energies are. I want, if they come in, they go out. Everything you're receiving is something that you have been. Everything you don't like is something you're willing to be. Everything that you haven't seen show up is something you're willing to give or create. Okay, cool. So as a group now, everybody kind of like, you know, wake up your left hand and breathe in. Wake up your right hand and breathe out. Nice. Nice. Remember to breathe with your tummy or your thoracic region so that your lungs don't have to do the work. Okay, try it again. Wake up the left and breathe in. Wake up the right and breathe out. Nice. Very nice. Everyone's tone just changed. You just increased in resonance. Now, to increase your personal magnetism, don't do this yet, let me tell you. So to increase your personal magnetism, you're going to want to leave your left hand open and close your right hand. Ideally, you want to do this with your hands raised above your head. But right now, it doesn't matter. We're just practicing. Okay? So you get your hands woken up by breathing in and breathing out. And then you open the left, gently close the right, and go ahead for one pass. Breathe in and breathe out. If you have to burp or something, that's okay. I will. No doubt. Go ahead and do it one more time. Breathe in. Breathe out. Awesome. Now, one of the things that we've kind of covered here is that it seems to me, I may be inaccurate in saying it this way, but it seems like we're more online with loving energies than we are with love. And it just seems, if I were to explain it energetically, that we're dealing with different frequencies or vibrations of the same energy. Where loving seems to be more of a higher, more spacious vibration than love is. And that may not be true, but when we're dealing with experiencing love through our interactions and relationships with others, that's where love gets the baggage. So love itself is in an entirely different realm. But what everyone else applies to it is what gives it its limited dimensionality. So right now, let's play with loving because there's less baggage attached to loving. So right now, I'm just going to call up that energy of loving for you in truth. All right? So you can do the same thing for yourself. In truth, what is the experience of loving for me, right? That's how you would ask that question. Okay, so open your left hand, close your right hand, breathe in the energy of loving, and exhale. Go ahead and do it again. Breathe in. Exhale into a closed right hand. Hold your hand closed for just a few seconds afterwards, and then you can relax and stay present. You can do this with any energy, not just love and loving. Ideally, when you're doing it on a regular daily basis, just for an exercise, you don't attach any energy to it. Just open your left, close your right, and breathe in and out 3 times. Do that a couple times a day, like when you wake up and when you go to sleep. You can do as many times a day as you wish. That increases your personal magnetism. It naturally attracts beneficial energies to yourself. It creates greater harmony with yourself. And then you end up naturally attracting people who have personal harmony in their lives into your life. So it's a really fun tool. When we're working with something like this where you've never experienced a relationship with someone who gives the energy that you give so that you can receive it, a nice way to step into that without having to clear a bunch of stuff out. It's a pure invitation and increase of your personal magnetism for that particular energy. Now, due to this being on the sensitive side of topics, it's very nice to experience kindness in addition to receiving love and loving. When you don't know what that's like and someone presents it to you, odd behaviors show up. So sometimes you say things you don't mean, or you can't receive in that moment, or you're thrown into overwhelm, or you cry, or you get angry, who knows, right? If someone's just trying to give you loving and you step into that, they may misunderstand or misinterpret. That's where that addition of kindness is a very nice element to have in addition to love and loving. So in the same way, let's put love in the right hand. And let's put kindness in the left hand. Now, first off, let's reevaluate what love is now. What does love, how does that sensory system feel now? How do you emotionally relate to that?
Mm.
How has that changed? Has that changed?
Well, for me, it's still, I feel that oneness or bonding, but dadgum, it's free. It's not, I don't have claustrophobia. I mean, it's not like, I can't breathe. So, yeah, that's really changed.
Good.
For me, it feels transforming.
And for me, it's palpable. Like, I can touch it. I can hold it.
That's so awesome. I'm tearing up, you guys. That's so great. That's happy tears, happy tears. Was there someone else? Did I cut someone off? I'm sorry about that. Okay, so with that, tap into that kindness in your left hand. What is the sensory experience of that? What does that bring up emotionally?
You know, I'm feeling a tremendous amount of sadness when I think about kindness, because I feel like I have not been treated with kindness so much in my life. And lately I have experienced situations with people where they're bullying me and accusing me and just being very unkind. This happened this week. A situation came up and I just couldn't understand, you know, why this person was being so unkind when it wasn't necessary. So that's, I just brought that up. I think kindness is so important.
I think it also brought up vulnerability.
For me, I felt the kindness. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. For you, you felt the kindness.
I felt it was almost like the kindness was way underground, or it was way under something. I mean, it was underlying. Mm-hmm. And what was also weird is my left toe and foot and the back of my left ear. I mean, I started feeling pain in it. There goes the kindness.
I think that's great. I mean, as long as it's not debilitating pain, because your body's talking to you.
Yeah. No.
That's awesome.
Yeah, my body, yeah, it's stuck or whatever. Yeah.
So, okay, I've got, if you are taking notes or if you can visualize, that energy is going to go in your left foot behind your outer ankle, kind of in that divot behind your heel. I don't know my anatomy that well, but it goes into the outside of your left foot right beneath behind the ankle. So for a moment here, go ahead, when you breathe in to that spot behind your ankle. You can wiggle your toe, but instead of pulling energy into your toe, bring it into that spot behind your ankle and let it move through your toe. That may help. Let's just do that to help each other out, because this is a little different. So go ahead and just breathe in. And you can even touch that spot on your ankle if it helps. But breathe in and breathe out. Cool. When you breathe in, just let it come in. And when you breathe out, it's going to go out the bottom, the entire bottom of your right foot. So we're just dealing with the feet. So in the spot behind your ankle on the left foot and out the entire bottom of your right foot. Like you could literally leave an energetic breath print in the shape of your left or your right foot. Go ahead and breathe a few cycles until you're comfortable. Or you can see like the whole bottom of your right foot light up as you exhale. However that works for you. Cool. Some of your tailbone's lit up. That's awesome. You want that.
Yeah,
you
really
won't
see that. It
does. It
does. I mean, yeah, wow.
So this is not grounding. Okay, this is moving energy through your feet. Let's say that you're at work or you're somewhere where your hands are occupied, your head's occupied, or you're in a meeting where you have to, or on a date or whatever it is where, you know, you can't make wild motions or do things like wiggle your fingers and stuff like that. You can do this work with your feet, with silent breath and mindful intention, and get your energy moving. When you finally connect this to the earth, you have an entirely different stabilization thing going on. Mm-hmm. Which we can cover at another time if you want. But as far as following the resonance of this loving energy and the course of which we're following now, let's get that shift moving through your feet. And as you breathe through your feet like this, it will travel up your legs. It's going to move into the center of your body and integrate before it moves out. So we're creating a greater flow than just left foot, right foot. Have you ever noticed how many times you just, you know, focus energy with your hands, but yet your entire body is involved? Doing this with your feet is the exact same thing as your hands, just your body's not accustomed to doing it. So if you're bringing energy in left foot, left hip, left temple, left hand, you've got a greater variety of influx of energies available for yourself. This is where you can exercise receiving for your body.
Ren, is it just those certain spots that you just spoke of, you know, that the hand, the foot, the temple,
the hip?
The ankle.
Yeah.
The head. Is it just those certain spots that do it? Or like say your solar plexus, you know, like on the left hand side, say that's hurting. I mean, would you go to that or would you go to the foot and let it come up there?
For this, I would stick with those main points. Your solar plexus is hurting because you're not used to circulating energy this way. And it is very normal for you to feel odd sensations or tightness or a little bit of discomfort in different areas of your body because you're actually inviting a greater flow through your body. And your body's integrating energies in ways that it hasn't done for a long time and you haven't been training it to do.
Got it.
It shouldn't take long, 2 to 3 days at the most, I would think, for you to get used to this if you just kind of focus on breathing this way 2 or 3 times a day. And your body's going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember this, because it's breathing. Cool. Your body already does breathing. It's just that integration piece and bringing the whole body online. So you're having these aching sensations that you're having is a very good thing right now, because we're opening up energy in I'm going to say very old school ways that your body hasn't done for a while. So it's just like working out after being lazy for a couple of months.
Thank you.
Sure. So if you're, I'm just going to tell you this now before I forget. So when you are breathing in, you can focus on all of these spots at the same time or one of these spots at the same time. When you're doing that breathing work like 2 times a day, you really want to make sure you're working with left and right hand, if not addition to everything else. So left hand is open and right hand is closed for 3 breaths. Then you hold your right hand closed for about, 10 to 30 seconds, and then relax, and you're done. Okay? So the left hand points are behind the left ankle, in the hollow of your left hip, left hand, left temple. Okay. The outflow is in a little bit different places. So it's at the, like, you know, it goes in your left ankle, behind your left ankle, behind your left ankle and goes out the bottom of your right foot. So it puts a new meaning on stomping your right foot down, right? It goes in the hollow of the left hip and it goes out the underside of the right rib cage around your liver. It goes throughout that way. So sometimes it's just fun to breathe and visualize the energies moving through these directions. Always in the middle, it integrates. So it switches from receiving to giving. Left hand, right hand. In the left temple, out the right eye. So you'll note, after doing this for a little bit, when you are communicating with someone and you're looking at them directly in the eyes, your right eye is going to be the one that's directly looking at them. If you become super intimidating or people get weirded out by you, that's because energy is moving out of your right eye and it can be very intense. So remember, that's just pure energy. When we step into putting kindness in the left hand and receiving and then sending out kindness, you're going to be sending out the intensity of kindness when you're looking at someone or when you're just interacting with other people. Just like we were experiencing some of that subconscious or under a few layers sadness regarding kindness, others are going to have responses similar to that or on their own when you deliver kindness. What's really cool about it is the sense of love and the sense of loving that I already have from all of you when I say that. To still have and increase your personal kindness and hold space for someone who's receiving it for probably the first time in its true state. To give is to receive, and to receive is to give. That's where we're at right now. I'm going to open up the time spa again. Hold on. Okay, so I'm going to call forward any and all trapped emotions or heart walls bound and secluded and anchored in lack of misunderstanding, misinterpretation, or any and all entrained associations or ancestrally programmed associations with kindness and the energies thereof in truth. Oh, let's collapse all those now. Let's do same with giving kindness and any and all blockages to receiving. And receiving kindness and any and all blockages to giving. Okay, take a nice deep breath and just relax. Okay, let's also bring to the surface and bring forward any and all attachments or values, including anchor point, to sadness. Let's close collapse all those now. Here we go. All right, let's place kindness in the left hand and gently close the right hand. We've been moving energy already, so your left hand is probably tingly or it may be warm or feeling sensations. That's because it's open and ready to go. It's okay. So remember the question, in truth, what is the experience of kindness for me in receiving and giving? You can also ask a variety of questions with this, just so you know. So, what are my true harmonics of kindness? Right? That's a good one. Okay, so breathe in with your left. Exhale gently with your right closed. Breathing in kindness with the left. Exhaling with the right closed. Breathing in kindness with the left. Exhaling with the right closed. Keep the right closed for a few moments here. That didn't take long. That was well done. And then relax.
Rana, can I ask you for some help?
Of course.
So for me, kindness was just always, like, I didn't feel any energy for it before the exercises. But now, as I sense it, I feel my teeth are very closely clenched. That did not exist before. I don't know where it came from.
That's okay. I didn't say this earlier when I was dinking and clearing stuff out. Teeth, meridians and teeth were definitely being affected. So that was you, probably some others as well. So go ahead, place your left hand along your left jaw and your right hand at the right jaw, just very lightly. And as you breathe in, just with the left hand, just lightly tap at the jaw, breathe in. Everyone else can do this as well and help her out since we're all kind of close-knit right now. And then as you exhale, let go of the left hand and then gently tap with the right at the jaw. Go ahead and do it again. Inhale with the left. Exhale with the right. We hit something there. Let's do it one more time. Inhale with the left. Exhale with the right. Okay, and go ahead and just open up your mouth and loosen up your jaw. You can go ya, 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 ya a little bit.
It's less tight. Wow.
Yeah. So it's the same thing, you know, when we're breathing in and breathing out and just in the general capacity, anytime you feel like that tightness in your head, there's clearly an integration going on. Before, you know, there was with the solar plexus or whatever, if it's a little bit more difficult. But if you want to just breathe in and tap on the left side and then breathe out and tap on the right side, you can. But I've noticed typically with the head, if there's a tightness or an aching anywhere in the head, that it's very beneficial just to take a moment and help your body out and just breathe in and lightly kind of tap on the left side and then exhale and lightly tap on the right side wherever that pain is in symmetrical locations. It's a clear sign that your body is integrating energies. Your sensitive body at the top, really at the top of your head, is likely bogged down with some toxic crap. And doing that just helps your body release it in the process that it needs to. Your right foot sending out energy helps your body release toxic energy. So you can look at it as grounding or whatever. I like to move away from the idea of grounding because everyone grounds differently. We're just looking at the pure movement of energy in receiving and delivering through your body. And when your right foot, when your feet are connected with the earth and you breathe in and you're releasing toxins and you exhale out through that right foot, the earth will help clear you out very quickly. There's, how do I put it? I like to look at your sensitive body and more of like the psychic side or in the higher harmonic energy side. When your head experiences pain or shutdown from doing this type of work, that higher frequency energy is polluted with lower frequency energy. So the tapping and then focusing energy through your right foot helps alleviate that, and it reminds your body, oh yeah, I've got to let this go. Oh yeah, I got to hit the drain here. Drain this out. I hope that makes sense. We're kind of moving into an entirely different movement of energy because this is like step one, so I don't want to go too far. So I want you guys to be present with loving and kindness. But if you want to play, we can play. So, all right. So now, kind of shake it out, relax. Okay, let's put, you can make your choice. Put whatever you want in your left hand. You can put love, loving, or kindness in the left hand. And then choose another to put in your right hand. So you're going to receive one and send out another. Be purposeful. I'm going to... What?
Are we only allowed to choose one at a time?
Well, I would do like... Okay. I'm going to receive loving with my left, and I'm going to send out kindness with my right. So you can do that with me, and then we'll switch them. Okay, yeah. Okay, what's cool is you guys are already doing it, just so you know. But go ahead and breathe in and receive loving. Go ahead and just breathe in and breathe out and send out kindness. What is that like? What are those experiences now? What does loving feel like? What does kindness feel like?
The kindness seems
yummy.
So present. Yeah.
That was awesome. I got yummy and present all at the same time. That was awesome. Present yumminess. I will have that. Oh.
And it seems so sincere. The kindness seems so sincere. Whereas before, I couldn't even find it. It was so dug underground. So it's pretty cool.
Go ahead and switch them. Let's bring in kindness and send out loving. I have to tell you that what's so fun about doing this personal magnetism breathwork is all I had to do was say it, and everyone here did it. I didn't have to say, breathe it in, breathe it out. As soon as I said, bring in kindness and send out loving, you all did it. That's how fast it is. It's pretty awesome. So, what does it feel like to receive kindness now?
What came into my awareness while we've been going through this call is I wonder how many ways in which I don't treat myself with kindness or haven't treated myself with kindness, and maybe that's why I'm so sensitive to lack of it. So I think this call is going to really help me. Thank you.
Good for you. You're welcome.
For me, it's a lot easier to send out kindness than bring in kindness.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's do this. Let's circle up in the good way that all of us know how to do, all right? Let's just circle up, visualize a circle of everyone here. And let's all, let's go witchy and have a big white cauldron in the middle, okay? And let's just fill it with all the kindness that we are so expertly good at giving, okay? Let's all just breathe in kindness and send out kindness and fill up the pot till it's overflowing. It's okay. Fill it up. Bottle it up. Let it overflow. Let it spill all over the floor. Let it get our shoes wet. Liquid kindness. Keep going. It's almost like we're squeezing out every last drop of kindness that's been stuck in our system that we've not been able to give, that we've been worried about. Get it all out. Every last drop. Okay, cool. All right, now. Wow, that just feels really awesome, I just have to say. I'm kind of like stunned right now, in a good way. All right, so now we're all in the same circle. All of our kindness has been mixed up in a big, beautiful melting pot. Open up your left hand. Close your right hand. Breathe in and receive all of this kindness. Breathe in. Exhale. Okay, there's a little bit of anxiety there, so allow yourself to be overwhelmed by this, okay? You're about to be overwhelmed by your own kindness. And kindness that is at the same level or higher to your own. Because in sharing all of our kindness, we just leveled up. So if you've been asking for more kindness in your world, you're about to receive it. Drop your shoulders, kind of wiggle your butt, wiggle your toes, relax, and breathe in. Breathe in again. As the pot releases this kindness, it doesn't have to be liquid. It can be sparkly. It can come through the air. It can surround you. It can fill you up. You can take a bath in it. Whatever you want. There are no rules. Yes? Go ahead.
I was seeing everyone around the pot, and I was barefoot, but I was just seeing this bubbling over like a sort of a liquidy jelly kind of thing, and all over the ground, and it was just seeping into all of us through our feet, up through our bodies, just filling us up.
Awesome. This is, we're in the energy lounge part right now, so let's lounge in this. If this needs to move at a slower pace, allow it. Allow yourself to be present with this. If you need to open up your right hand, go ahead. If you need to keep breathing, keep breathing. Now, there's one key element that I've been getting poked to bring up, and I still haven't brought up. But right now, the key to all of this is gratitude. So give everyone here gratitude. Give the pot gratitude. Give your kindness gratitude. It will become easier. That was nice. That was an entirely different breath. Very nice. Remember, if you're listening to this again later, if you want to focus your left hand, like on your left hip, or on your left temple, open up your body to the receiving, the greater receiving of this kindness. Get all those channels open. There's also one more thing I wanted to do, which we don't have to do right now, but I need to bring it up, is to place love in both hands and just see what that's like after we've gone through this session. To see if it is equalized between receiving and giving and if it still has that freedom to it. Or if it's easier for you to do that with loving. Or if it's easier for you to do that with kindness. Enjoy playing with it. This is not a job. This isn't supposed to be work. This is play. And opening yourself up to your greatest capacities and talents. For loving kindness. Roseanne, how does this kindness feel for you now?
Well, my whole body is kind of tingling, so it feels pretty good.
Nice.
You know, I just want to tell you something. In my experience, over many years of working with so many different people, I have found you to be probably the kindest person I have met. And I love that about you, and I love you for it. And thank you for sharing that with us so generously.
I'm receiving. That was awesome. Thank you. I got a big goofy smile on my face.
Okay.
Thank you.
I also want to say thank you for your true self. Yeah, and sharing it. And I wanted to add that when I mentioned, you know, the jaw clenching, after that I was actually able to open my mouth completely without feeling any tension or pain, and I could never do it. Like, if I go to the dentist, they ask me to open more, and there was always limit. I have no limit now.
Oh.
So that's pretty special. Thank you so much.
That's awesome. You're welcome. Good for you. That's super awesome.
I know.
I have to call out Art for a second, because he's a very kind person, and
Hi, Ryan.
This is a place. Hi, this is a place where everyone is in this energy with you. And it doesn't feel like a weakness to me. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it feels like a, you know, when you jump into a bath and that awesome feeling of the warmth inside, and you first get in that bath and it just keeps going.
For me, it's like a new car smell. And you're like, I love that smell. Everybody's like, I love that smell. It's also really cool right now to I can sense it moving in all of your bodies in different ways, but it's like it's climbing. So your bodies are coming online, but they're also becoming more empowered with it. I don't know how, it's like the confidence of it. It's becoming more confident with it. It's great. So I think if you were standing in front of someone, your stature, your posture is going to be different. Or just your presence is going to be different, because it already is. And I'm not even looking at you. I'm just sensing it. There's a little spot on the left side behind the ear. So I don't know if that's me or if that's someone else, but if it is, remember just to breathe in and tap on the left side, and exhale and tap on the right side in the same place. And it's moving. There's a thought form there. So let's, I need to clean this up. I need to clear that. I'm going to do a mind sweep on all of you. You're going to kind of go out of focus for a minute. Okay, go ahead and just do me a favor and kind of, you know, clap your hands open a little bit on each side, you know, or wiggle them open. And just do one nice inhale and exhale for me with your hands open. And with this one, this is really interesting. As you breathe in, okay, you can just relax for a second. As you breathe in, it's like, kind of visualize a whole room of people just talking a bunch of nonsense to themselves and expecting you to buy it. Okay? And as you breathe in, you're just letting all of it go. All of the attachment to any of the nonsense. You're just letting all of that go before it even comes in. And then as you exhale, you're sending out and letting go any of the nonsense that you've taken in previously. Pure allowance. So as you breathe in, just let go of the nonsense and breathe in pure energy. And as you exhale, let go of all of your attachment to nonsense. Do that again. Inhale. Let go of the nonsense. Exhale, release the nonsense.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, the next time you have a thought form or something that will not go away and it's annoying you, go ahead, breathe in and let go of the nonsense and exhale and release the nonsense.
I actually got a little bit of nausea in my stomach when we did that at the end of that. So something's leaving.
Go ahead and do it again then. I'll do it with you. Go ahead and inhale, let go of the nonsense, and just bring in energy. As you exhale, gather up any nonsense and release the old.
So, Ren, how do you know that you have a thought form?
They're everywhere, honestly. And it's nothing to be troubled by because they exist. The thought form is a form of entity, honestly. So some people are like, oh, you've got entities, you've got to do an entity clearing. I mean, that can be a thought form that has just taken hold to the degree that it's become some sort of rule in your reality. And as a rule, if it's not, it becomes a limitation. This is where we get into rules, laws, guidelines, things like that. Which doesn't matter right now. But typically, if you're, you know, when we're doing work like this and energy starts, you know, you get like an ache or discomfort somewhere and you breathe through it and you can feel the shift. But if there's a certain place, like, you know, you're dealing with something and it's moving around and no matter how much you try to clear it, it keeps moving around, it's typically thought form related. Typically. So, the whole idea that that thought form has merit, value, or some sort of rule or regulation in your reality. It's become a problem, right? Mm-hmm. And it could be something that, I mean, you know, I played the piano, right? So when I was a kid, I had a certain practicing method, and I drilled that so many times that if I, you know, were to go to a piano now, I would probably start with that same drilling method, even if it wasn't in my best interest. So that in itself can be a thought form that's just become so regimented that it's not working for me and it doesn't allow me to liberate now. So it doesn't have to be anything evil or bad. It's just not working for you, and it's moved into the level of nonsense. So when you've got to just, everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a way that something works. When you just bring in the energy or bring in the information and release the attachment to nonsense, you're still able to receive and apply. If you still have nonsense in your system, you're going to try to apply it according to that nonsense. So you bring in the information and you release previous nonsense. The information can just be. Very, very similarly, this is what we were dealing with when I first brought up love, and we were all like, oh, that's got baggage. Okay, you can look at that baggage as nonsense. And throughout this time, we've worked on releasing a lot of that in different ways. So typically, if you have something that's driving you, or it is a thought form literally in your head that you can't get rid of, or you keep trying to do something but you're butting your head against the wall with results, go ahead and release the nonsense.
That's powerful.
It's very powerful.
Wow, wow, wow.
And it's amazing, too, how much once you've cleared it, other people are like, oh, they've got space for nonsense. Let's give them some. So,
yeah.
But that what's cool about that is when you're no longer taking it on, you can see the nonsense that drives other people's realities.
Yeah.
That's also very empowering. You know what you're dealing with, whether or not they can deal with the truth of that. That's a different skill set, because some people you just have to let them have their nonsense.
Yeah, well, and like what you, I so totally get that, because what was going on with me was definitely nonsense that came from, I mean, I can go all the way back to high school or, you know, grade school or that started, and it has grown and grown and grown and grown, and then the beauty of it is now that that is washed out and away, then yeah, then when the nonsense starts coming in, it's like, we don't need that
don't
anymore,
need it.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, that was great. Real powerful, yeah.
To me, it seems like the nonsense is like this coating of emotional heavy stickiness, and you wipe that away, and it lets that love and kindness flow between the two parties. I mean, it kind of clears the air significantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you notice, like, when you get around, I'm sure it happens with all of you, where somebody will come around you and they have something to talk about and then they can't remember anything they were going to say in your presence. Or they kind of look like a deer in headlights because they're like, what was I doing here? That is that space that you create. They can't attach because you're that much more space than they are. So they were using a small space to hold their ideas, and then boom, you just diffused all of it. So there's not much you can do with that other than appreciate the scope of space that you maintain regularly to affect people that way. And when you encounter someone who does that with you, you can step into that space of gratitude of, wow, thank you for doing that for me. It recalibrates your entire system. Hold on, I'm going to stop the recording here. Thank you very much for joining this Energy Room and Energy Lounge for February on Loving Kindness. This is Ren Goldrich. And if you have questions about this energy room or any of my other sessions, please visit onenessiseverything.com.